Good morning and welcome. We have a few announcements. For those of you with children up to the age of 2, we have a nursery available for you. So feel free to take advantage of that. We have a card shower for Brenda Christensen, who's moving to Huron. So during fellowship time today, we'll have a card shower for her. As of December 1st, her new address is in the bulletin. We have Meals on Wheels not this week, but next week. So if you'd like to deliver for Meals on Wheels at some point next week, there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. All that involves is going to the hospital, picking up meals and delivering them to individuals who can't pick them up for themselves. We have our Thanksgiving Eve service Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And we're also looking for the 2022 church verse for the year. So if you have any recommendations for the church verse of the year, feel free to talk to the elders or put your recommendation in the elders box in the foyer by December 9th. We have youth group tonight at 6. We also are closing in on the end of the month, which will be when we decide the week that we are going to Camp Barnabas this summer. So if you have any specific weeks that you can or cannot make it to Camp Barnabas, please talk to me. That way we can make our most informed decision on when we're going this summer. We also have young adult Bible study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Kelly and I's house. And then we have the Thanksgiving Eve service on Wednesday. Are there any other announcements this morning? The call to worship is Galatians 5, 13, and 14. For you are called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
And we want to thank you and welcome you to our joining us this morning, both here in person and online. We're going to sing together hymn number 10, O Worship the King. Words will be on the screen, or you can take a hymn book and ask you to stand with me, please. Number 10, O Worship the King.
O Worship the King. All glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space, His chariots of deep thunder clouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite it? It shines in the light, it streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend.
Take a moment to greet those around you and tell them that you're glad that they're here. This is our opportunity for bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. A couple of them that have been given to me. Kay Fawcett gave me an update this morning. She talked with her sister, Leanne. Prayer request went out yesterday. Excuse me. And she is in St. Louis at the Jewish hospital there. The scans they have seen there is that there is a mass on her liver, which seems to be a little better diagnosis, but still they're at the very initial stages. So we will pray for Kay's sister Leanne and her husband as they go through this time. Also, continue to pray for Ed Holm being in the hospital. When I saw him Friday, things were looking better. Tom, is there an update? Okay, so Ed's going to be transitioning to the nursing home, but also be in hospice. I mentioned to Faye that, in these times, the commandment of honoring your father and mother, they have done well. And so we will continue to pray for Ed and for the family. Also continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright. They've in that process of desiring to get onto the rehab floor. He's dealt with some days of agitation. The other day he pulled out his tracheotomy. So they just need to get, they're hoping to get to a floor that he could get more care as far as the rehab work goes. But continue to pray for Deb and Brian and Nathan through this time. Are there other prayer requests or praises?
Pray for
Brenda as she
transitions to Huron, and that it will be an easy move for her, and just be emotionally
forward. Brenda will be moving to Huron, and there's a time of card shower after the service today, during fellowship time, but we'll pray for Brenda's transition. And that we'll have wonderful roads on Sundays that she can come back. But we also know it's South Dakota, so we know you'll be wise. But yes, with Brenda's transition, we'll be praying for that. Yeah, June. Yeah, my wife has been this week has been dealing with the headaches again pretty significantly, and so we do appreciate prayers for her. And she sometimes endures. It would be great if God would completely heal. Also thinking of my wife, her dad is doing much better. Last week, he had made a trip to the emergency room with high blood pressure, and the scans showed nothing wrong structurally with his brain, or that there was no brain bleed like they thought. So he is, after 81 years, now has to be on blood pressure medication. So I was talking with Ed. Ed made it to 87, 88. So there's a point of bragging about it, but we also know modern medicine really helps. So, but continue to pray for Bob. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Heidi.
I think we have a super happy mama over there. She's got a girl back from college. Praise for the traveling, that it all worked out, and that the English United for Thanksgiving. I understand that feeling very well.
It is good to see Cassidy back.
Very good that they didn't find any deer on the way home.
Yeah, there are a few deer out there. Heard that Sarah Jessen got her deer this morning, so I know there's some that are out harvesting some of the wildlife to keep them off the roads. But it is good that Cassie's back, and I know there's going to be several that are traveling back from college. Also, thinking of college, we need to continue to pray for Frontier School of the Bible. This past week, they had two students on Wednesday that were involved in a car accident, and both were killed. And they canceled classes, I think, just for the Thursday, Friday
but they're scheduled to do classes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it is a difficult time, and so we pray for the staff as they minister to the students, plus also the staff that's a very close-knit family. And so I've heard that they had a great chapel service Friday with both families in attendance, and just an opportunity to grieve together, to worship together, and be reminded of God's love and goodness. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, Dale. Yes, Sam and Kevin had an addition this week. Also Wednesday, Sienna Ray joined their family, and so we'll pray for them. I know Rod has been dealing with illness and needing to quarantine, and I know that's not going to be fun for Grandma and Grandpa to have to wait 14 days before they can see their granddaughter. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look at the front of the bulletin and are reminded of the events of this week, that we are grateful for the blessings that you have given us, that you have brought into our lives. The greatest blessing of all is that we can be brought into your family through your Son, Jesus Christ, that by believing in him, believing the work that he accomplished on the cross and his resurrection and his ascension, that we can now have peace with you. That as we've been reminded through Romans, while we were still your enemies, Christ died for us. And that is the greatest thing we can be thankful for. James tells us that every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. And we do take pause and give thanks through this week. Father, we also acknowledge that there are struggles in this life of being a part of the human race, of being a part of a fallen world. And our bodies do run down. Father, we lift up those with health needs. We pray for Ed. Thankful that his hope is secure in you and his homegoing is in your hands. Father, I pray for his family during this time, that there be comfort, that there would be peace that only you can provide. We also lift up my father-in-law, Bob, and with his blood pressure, that it would get regulated, no side effects with the different medications they may be trying, and we thank you for his legacy and for his faithful service for you. We pray for Kay's sister Leanne as at the very beginning of this diagnosis of cancer, and as the doctors in St. Louis look at scans and begin looking at a treatment plan, Father, I pray that you, as a great physician, would heal, that you would also give wisdom to the doctors, and if you choose to use them in this healing process, that they would truly see your miraculous hand at work. Father, I pray you give them peace, safety, and travels with living up in Wisconsin. We thank you that there are family in the St. Louis area that can come alongside and help during this time. Pray for Kay, that you would give her peace of mind and heart with the distance and the diagnosis. Father, we continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and for Deb and Brian. As Deb and Brian wait, that is one of the hardest things. They still don't know the full extent of the long-term injuries that will be there. I pray for Nathan that you would give him peace in his mind and his heart, that you would be with the staff around him, and that he would receive the care that he needs, and you would give them patience, as they have mentioned over and over again, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and yet it is sometimes just weighs upon us. Thank you for those that have swung by the Omaha area. We pray for safety and travels of needing to come back and forth for their farm and for the business, that you would raise up those in their staff that can ease the burden there. Father, we are praying for travel mercies for all those that travel during the Thanksgiving season, for college students coming back. Grateful for Cassidy having a safe trip and flight. Many others are going to be beginning this process, and we pray for safety. Sometimes we take it for granted. We pray for Frontier School of the Bible and for the families of those students that were killed, that this one brother is at school, that they would truly sense your peace and your presence. For the students, the shortness of life, that reminder, and that to live every day for your honor and glory. Father, I pray that you would give them a glimpse of how you work, that we know, and it's not easy to hear, that you do cause all things to work together for good to those who are called according to your purposes. And that is hard to see on the beginning. But we know that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of your saints. And that's not just someone who's in their 90s. It is of any age, of being called into your family. We become separated ones. And you do care. And you also prepare us for eternity. Father, that is the most important thing. And for our ministry here, as we present the gospel, that is the most important component anyone can know, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they have a relationship with you and that their hope is secured for eternity. That, as Romans tells us, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and nothing will separate us from your love. Father, we rejoice with Sam and Kevin Long with the addition of Sienna Ray, and we pray for mom and baby, for the adjustments in their family. We pray for Rod, that you would give him complete and full healing, for Kinnett as well, that we rejoice with the family in the addition of this new granddaughter and this new daughter. Father, for our service today, help us to remember the country you've given us, that you've placed us in. And we pray for our leaders, that you would give them wisdom. We pray that you would be with our missionaries around the world. We lift up the Schmieds to you, that you would open doors of ministry, the avenues and the nursing homes and the hospitals and the lives of those he can reach with the gospel. And may all that we do today bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to the Community Church of St. Lawrence, to our morning worship. And, you know, it's just before Thanksgiving, and this time of year, everything kind of gets jammed together. But, you know, Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful. It's a time to give thanks for what we have, but most of all, for our walk with the Lord, our salvation in him. And I'm just so grateful that he has that time for us in his life, that we now can love others because of him. So let's stand this morning. Let's sing to him. Let's worship him, and let's adore him.
Time. treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are.
Thank you. For you. I didn't make the bulletin as a special, but we're doing it. The words will be on the screen. You can sing along if you'd like, if you know it, or you can listen along. Either way is fine with us. But this is Thank You, Lord, which we thought appropriate being it's Thanksgiving week.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
with a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you. Want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you.
Father, we do indeed have so much to be thankful for, and we take this opportunity just to say thank you for so many blessings that you bestow on us, for the way that you work in our lives every day, ways that we see and recognize and those that we do not, ways that you protect us without our knowledge, and the way that you're working beyond even our recognition. We thank you for your love for us, most of all for the gift of your Son Jesus, for the forgiveness for our sins, for the hope of eternal life. We pray these things in Jesus' name.